7. Hodges told Holly he intended to spend at least part of his weekend crashed out in his Lazy Boy watching baseball, and on Sunday afternoon he does watch the first 3 innings of the Indians game. But then a certain restlessness takes hold, and he decides to pay a call. Not on an old pal, but certainly an old acquaintance. After each of these visits, he tells himself, okay, that's the end. This is pointless. He means it, too. Then, 4 weeks later, or 8, maybe 10, he'll take the ride again. Something nags him into it. Besides, the Indians are already down to the Rangers by 5, and it's only the 3rd inning. He zaps off the television, pulls on an old Police Athletic League t-shirt. In his heavyset days, he used to steer clear of tees, but now he likes the way they fall straight with hardly any belly swell above the waist of his pants, and locks up the house. Traffic is light on Sunday, and 20 minutes later he's sliding his Prius into a slot on the 3rd deck of the visitor's parking garage, adjacent to the vast and ever-metastasizing concrete sprawl of John M. Kiner Hospital. As he walks to the parking garage elevator, he sends up a prayer, as he almost always does, thanking God that he's here as a visitor rather than as a paying customer. All too aware, even as he says this very proper thank you, that most people become customers sooner or later, here or at one of the city's 4 other fine and not-so-fine sick bays. No one rides for free. And in the end, even the most seaworthy ship goes down. Blub, blub, blub. The only way to balance that off, in Hodges' opinion, is to make the most of every day afloat. But if that's true, what is he doing here? The thought recalls to mind a snatch of poetry, heard or read long ago and lodged in his brain by virtue of its simple rhyme. Oh, do not ask what is it. Let us go and make our visit.